you really want and how do you want your life to be? What's your peg in the sand? How do you know what you really want? One of the hardest things you will ever have to do is decide what you really want out of life. How do you want your life to turn out? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What kind of lifestyle do you want? Unless you have clarity around these things, how do you know what action you need to take to actually get there? This is where a lot of people go off the rails, because they're thinking from an ego position rather than a real heartfelt position. It's easy enough to say you want a passive income of $300,000 per year and a $10 million property portfolio, but for most people, the reality of what that actually means is beyond what they are willing to put in to achieve those kinds of results. So before we start this section, you need to drown your ego and start thinking from another perspective. The aim is not to crush anyone's goals and dreams, but you have to understand what a realistic ratio of effort for reward is. One of the best ways to get to that place of wants and desires without ego is to meditate. Visualize how you want your life to be. Because most people get caught up in the how-to and the I can't, it is more beneficial to visualize 5 or 10 years down the track, as this eliminates a lot of the self-conscious issues around how you are going to make that happen. A word of caution though, this still needs to be from a non-ego perspective. To this end, included in the audio for this session, a little mini visualization meditation has been included. Before listening to the meditation audio, make sure you are in a place where you won't be interrupted. Use headphones as they block out more of the external stimuli and background noises, for example, dogs barking, kids screaming, etc. After doing the future you meditation, write down everything you can remember about how you saw your life panning out in all the different categories that we cover in the meditation. For those of you who have never done any meditation or think it's some hippie cult experience, all you are really doing is experiencing a guided thought process. You create your own thoughts. All the audio is doing is posing some questions to both your conscious and subconscious to get to the root of who you really are and what you really want. The more you can relax through this process, the easier it is to discount your ego. Over the next few pages, we are going to separate your life into 5 categories, and we're going to explore in a reasonable degree of detail what you want to achieve in the next few years and what you want to achieve in those 5 categories. It's kind of like a bucket list for different sectors of your life. At the Ultimate Boot Camp, you were given a peg in the sand journal. Most of you will have either rushed through to complete it or not done it at all and opted for a glass of wine instead. You are encouraged to get out the peg in the sand journal and actually spend some time going through it in more detail. Whilst the journal is designed to make you stop and think about whether you are on track in your life or not, it is also smattered with stories of inspirational people and events and how the process of setting a goal and breaking down that goal into individual achievable chunks has allowed many people throughout history to achieve unbelievable success and accomplishments. If you don't know what you want, how do you know what actions you need to take to get there? Without goals, you're just going to be a pawn in someone else's life journey, being pushed around or dragged along, as the case may be, on other people's goals and dreams. So what are the 5 categories of your life that we're going to focus on? Finances and money, obviously. Career, personal family, health, and achievements. On the next few pages, worksheets have been set out. From the visualization, we're going to start with how you see your life in 5 years' time. In the following pages, you need to first describe in as much detail as possible how you see your life in 5 years' time. We're then going to break down that overriding goal into yearly goals, monthly goals, and weekly goals. Yes, this section requires work on your part. This is not something that should be skimmed over, scanned, or just ignored completely, as it is probably the most important part of your next 12 months. Without completing this section, you're just deluding yourself that you're serious and are actually going to make those goals happen. That sounds tough, but it's the truth. So let's get started. Step 1. Find yourself a nice, quiet place where you are not going to be disturbed for the next 20 minutes to half an hour. Get some headphones and do the meditation provided at the front of this section. On completion, Write down on the following pages as much detail as you can about what you've visualized. You will notice that the categories have been listed in reverse order to the list above. This is done on purpose, as it's often easier to work out how you visualize your life in non-financial terms first. If you can see how you want to live, then it's often easier to work out how much money or passive income or numbers of properties, etc., that you need to achieve that lifestyle. So let's deal with the money last. Step 2. In the space provided, go crazy. Just write down as much detail as you can. Don't worry about form or order, just capture the detail. We'll sort it all out later. Achievements. Achievements are things that you'd like to be able to do and or accomplish, such as travel to India, learn to play guitar, complete a university degree, sail the world, whatever. This is more like a bucket list of things you want to do over the next 5 years. Now go back and prioritize these achievements in order of importance to you. Health. Personal family relationships. Career. Finances and money. Step 3. So now we need to break your 5-year goals down into yearly goals. In each of the categories, we now need to chunk down your 5-year vision into yearly achievable chunks. Let's explain what that would look like in each of the categories. Achievements. For this category, the process is pretty easy. Out of the list of all of the things you want to achieve over the next 5 years, break them down into years. For example, let's say you want to spend a month in India and you decide you'll do that in year 3. You will have been able to have done property deals to afford it by then. Whereas learning to play guitar would be a progressive goal over the 5 years, so we may as well put that down into year 1. Health. Let's say your health goal is to achieve a certain weight or to run a marathon. This goal would need to be broken down into the 5 years. Let's say you want to reduce your weight by 30 kilograms and you want to achieve this over 2 years. That means 15 kilograms a year over the next 2 years, or 1.25 kilograms per month, approximately 300 grams per week. That's very achievable. As you can see, by breaking things down into years, months, and then ultimately weeks, the 30 kilograms, which initially might seem massive and unachievable, now becomes a very realistic, easy target. Personal family relationships. This category might seem a little less systematic, as we are now dealing with other people's emotions, reactions, and feelings as well as your own. You can never change another person. All you can do is change yourself. Change your attitude, reactions, and feelings. And what you find is that by changing yourself, the response you then get back from others is subsequently also different. With this in mind, think about the goals that you have written down in this category and how you can change yourself to elicit the desired interconnection you require from the other parties. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to have a better relationship with your father, or you want to attract your soulmate. Let's deal with these two issues first. Firstly, the father scenario. Your current relationship will have been built up over many years of interaction, both favourable and unfavourable. Consequently, any changes will take time to counteract past stimuli. Adjust your own behaviour, thoughts, and energy fields to a more positive and outwardly loving projection towards him. Both consciously and subconsciously, he will then feel this change and start to behave differently over time, even though he probably won't even understand what's actually happening. To this end, if you're interested, there is a second audio track in the CD attached to this section, which talks about energies, vibrations, and focused change, which can assist in every facet of your success. If you feel this change is a little too much for you at the moment, that's okay. Leave it until later. If your goal was to find your soulmate, again, all you can do is change yourself. The best way to attract anything into your life, including people and situations, is to be very confident and happy in yourself. This is why working on you first is so important. For example, if you are insecure and unhappy with who you are, then the type of person, people, situations you attract are those with insecurities and happiness issues in themselves. So if your overall goal was to find a soulmate, my suggestion would be to work on yourself first. Learn to love yourself first before asking anybody else to. So as you break down this category of your life into yearly chunks, think about how you'd like your relationship to be and what you can change in you and what you need to do to make those changes in you in order to nurture the interrelationship you are searching for. Career. Some of you will want promotions. Some of you will want to set up your own businesses. Some of you will want to be full-time property investors. Regardless of what your ultimate goal is in the career category, think about what you need to do or what position you need to be in to achieve that goal. As an example, if your goal is to set up a business, how much money do you need in reserve in order to start the business? Can you start the business while still earning your current income stream? What is your vision for that business? How big do you want to grow? How do you access that market? Start to ask better questions of yourself on how you can make that happen. If your goal is to become a full-time property investor, what does that really mean? How much money income do you need to have set aside in reserve or as passive income to make that goal a reality? When it comes to being a full-time property investor, there are a number of things to consider in that transition from work to investor. Let's explore that now. Passive income. The aim is to accumulate positive cash flow properties until such time as you have enough passive income coming in from those properties to live on, preferably with enough of a buffer in there to allow for vacancies, interest rate increases, etc. A good guide for this is to work out what your need income is and accumulate sufficient positively geared properties until you have replaced that need income at least twice. Taking this road takes time, as you will need to be doing manufactured growth deals along the way in order to have enough chunk money to cover deposits and costs on your next deal and to be able to keep investing. Chunk money. This is where you do manufactured growth deals to build up a sizable chunk of money sufficient to support you if you were to give up your current work income. Let's say you earn $100,000 per year. If you wanted to be a full-time property investor, you could go do a manufactured growth deal and make $100,000 profit after tax. Set that money aside and get yourself into your next chunk deal with deposits and financing. Quit your current income stream and pay yourself a regular weekly wage out of the chunk money you set aside from the previous deal. Effectively, this will give you 12 months to earn enough money from your next deal to support yourself for the following 12 months. This strategy is a little bit fraught with danger, as banks will generally not count the chunk money made from manufactured growth strategies as income from a serviceability point of view. Unless you can demonstrate that this is now business income, this means you are paying income tax on the profits, not capital gains tax, for at least 2 years. The other danger with this strategy is that property deals don't always fall nicely into financial years. Therefore, from a tax perspective, your income for serviceability could appear quite erratic, and banks don't like that. Steady as she goes. This is where you slowly build up passive income and debt-free assets alongside your earned income stream. And as your investment income increases, you slowly cut back on your earned income. For example, go to 4 days a week, then three, then two, etc., as your other income increases. Finances and money. From your five-year visualization, you should now have a pretty good picture of the lifestyle you want to create. What we now need to do is work out how much income and equity wealth you need, and the emphasis is need, to create that lifestyle. Some people might visualize massages and walks on the beach, and they think they need an income of $200,000 per year to achieve this, whereas the reality is you can probably have that now, so book that massage and take that walk on the beach. For most of us, we think we have to attain a certain level of something before we can whatever. When in reality, this process of really working out what you want often becomes an epiphany of if that's what I want, then that's what I'll do now, and that's what I can have now. Our society has become conditioned into a false sense of reality where we think when this happens or that happens, then I'll be happy, or then I'll have time for the kids and family, or then I'll take that trip. Life is too short for this style of thinking. Once you've got a conceptual idea of how much money you need, and the emphasis is on need again, to attain the lifestyle you have envisaged in your visualization meditation, we now need to look at how that level of income is going to be created. Specifically, how much of that income are you going to create in the next 12 months, and how much in the year after that, etc. So that in 5 years' time, whatever that income figure is, you have achieved it. So let's now break those 5-year goals down into yearly goals across the categories.